bringing a specially selected bottle of wine to a dinner party so that you can share your beloved drink with your friends can be such a delight until you are charged with the ludicrously high corkage fee for it. What should you do? And I'm always curious to know what the regulations say about this. Anyhow, let's talk about, is it common in Chinese cities when you go into a restaurant, you bring your own drink and you need to pay for it? Really?
Well, let us talk about it. Beverages are a major source of markup for restaurants, which means it is a lot of money. The most restaurants in big cities like Shanghai or Beijing don't allow diners to bring their own soft drinks and sometimes often alcohol. If guests insist, restaurants usually, though, will say, all right, you won't bring in your own stuff, huh, Yo-kun? Then I'm charging you a corkage fee. Corkage fees are common in European countries, too, as well. And, so looking at this, you know, I guess sometimes so people, of course, they like to bring in their own alcohol sometimes, and maybe it's because, you know, it's a little more cheaper than buying it in the restaurants. So something like a branded bottle of Baijiu costs around 281 in the supermarket, but that'll sell for 380 to 588 in restaurants. In a 2014 online poll of more than 4,000 readers, by the Shanghai Morning Post, shows that 84% chose to take their own beverages to restaurants. 11.7% say it depends on the quality of the restaurants. 4.7% said they would not take their own drinks because it would be embarrassing and make them look cheap. But I guess, you know, this does happen sometimes when people insist. They're like, no, I must have my bottle of wine with this cheese. So, you know, there are some very big foodies out there that like to really pair things. And
yeah,
I guess under certain circumstances, yes, in China, in certain cities and whatnot, they'll say, bring it. But we're going to charge a corkage fee.
Why should that even happen? I've chosen my specific bottle of wine to go with my beef or my lamb shank or my cheese. And I'm bringing the wine. You don't need to do anything for me, really,
whatever.
I think. Do you think it's justified to have a corkage fee charged?
I also do.
Why is it, guys?
Well, because, okay, you don't bring your Starbucks into a Costa Coffee and sit there and drink it, okay? Like, this is my restaurant. I want to fill this table with people that are going to buy my products because I'm a business and I want to make money. And I know that especially the restaurant business is a hard business to make money sometimes. So when you bring in your own stuff, I lose a good portion of my money on that table, whereas the next guy could buy from my menu and not be a cheapskate.
Oh, cheapskate.
Oh,
now
yeah,
I bring
I said
my wine, you're calling
yeah.
me cheap? What kind of
yeah,
business are you and talking about
oh, yeah.
hard life? I earned my money hard, too.
Well, then go, if you want to cook, you know what also is cheaper? Cooking at home. So why don't you cook your own food
drink
your own
out.
Wine, girl?
Well,
don't be coming to my restaurant.
If you're that restaurant tier. You know what? I promise you, I'm not coming again, and I'm telling my friends not to come either.
Listen, let's not get too hasty here.
No,
I'm sorry. Some
let's calm
were
down.
Said.
You should. You should.
But let's make a compromise. You can bring your alcohol if I charge you a minor corkage fee.
Well, is
then
it?
You get to have your alcohol, and it's not going to be as expensive as maybe a bottle of my wine, unless you get maybe the same bottle. You bring in the same bottle. That's also tacky. Don't do that. But if you bring in a bottle of your own wine, you're like, it's very good. I would like to have this. It's going to cost you maybe a little less money than what I would charge you for my bottle. But you also have to pay me because you know what? I'm losing money on this deal.
I can speak to both for both sides. I think
thank you.
For the restaurant first up. For the
thank
restaurant,
you.
Yes, you like restaurant business is hard. You have like if you own a restaurant, it's 24/7. It never stops. And of course, bringing a wine will and wine usually the price sold. At the price of wine sold at a restaurant is more like two to three times more expensive than And that's where the profit comes from.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Thank
Excuse
you.
And
now
to, me.
No, I'm not finished yet.
Oh, yeah. Don't you finish.
You finish.
And not to mention about the service fee of a guy.
Sommelier.
The service of the sommelier and also the cleansing services that's done to the glasses. Some glasses are really, they need good attention and good maintenance. And that's the reason for the restaurant. And for the consumer, I want to have this one to go with this cheese, but you don't have that wine. I want a good dinner. I want to bring this wine to this restaurant. I want to have it there. You don't have necessarily have a good wine list that I can choose from. So certainly I would want my own wine to go with this dinner. So that's the reason from both sides.
Yes, and certainly I think this is far more complicated than bring your own coffee to Costa or Starbucks.
Whatever.
Because this restaurant mainly is serving food. Drinks is only like a side thing. It's not...
No
drink
way.
Is that integral
but also,
part.
But yeah. That integral part, yes, it's integral because it makes most money for the business.
Dude.
That is the integral part, but it's not the integral part for the customer.
Dude.
I'll serve a mediator as a mediator later, but you guys could just, you know...
Dude, okay, listen. I was talking to someone that does food and beverage for one of the major hotels here in Beijing. And I'll tell you, actually... They make huge revenue off their wine, their alcohol, their spirits.
That's where the money's from.
That's where their money's from. So when you come to these places where they can be filling that seat with someone that's going to buy what they're making money off of, why would they want to do this service for you? Why would they want to allow you to just bring in your own stuff? That just sounds weird. Like, if you're going to bring in your own wine, eat your own dinner at home if you're trying to save a buck. But when you go to these places are for fine dining. And I think they take a lot of time and effort to make sure that this chef pairs the right wine with the right meal. These kind of things, very classy places, as I understand. And so, in which case, you're taking a major part of their business. So, keep that in mind. This is... a compromise. And you know, in places like New York, that you see corkage fees get up to $100.
Yeah.
Because of this reason. This is a high class restaurant. You shouldn't be there if you're bringing in your own stuff. Because otherwise, why aren't you just eating at home? You think your stuff's better than what they got.
Yes, I see what you mean, but don't forget that, okay, let's look at the real situation here. I think, of course, that's a very powerful argument that Ryan just made, but it's not as simple as saying, this is, you know, just, I understand you're taking a certain amount of business away or revenue away from the restaurant. And when you look at the pricing of the beverages or of the wine in some of these restaurants, it's ridiculous. It could be like three times more expensive than what this thing really is. And if that's the case, then I think maybe the customers have a right to protest to that.
Let's talk about the specific examples as how it pertains to how it happens in China. So let's say from a writer, Zhang Xiaohan, he's a columnist for FT Chinese. Anyways, he describes his corkage fees in different maybe cities here in China that you might see. So a place like Shanghai, he said you might be looking at paying 20 or 50 yuan around that range for a corkage fee. Beijing doesn't happen so much. Hong Kong, you're looking at a wild card. It ranges a lot, so there's no specific one number. But as the law of the People's Republic of China on protection of consumer rights and interests states, proprietors must not use standard agreements, notices, declarations, on-site posters, or other means to eliminate or restrict consumer rights. And on February 12th, 2014, the Supreme's People's Court has issued a statement in response to media saying that no outside drinks and minimum charge for a private room violate the law of Contracts and the Law of the Protection of Consumer Rights and Interests, respectively. Diners, people who go out and eat, can sue restaurants if they are saddled with charges, though few people are expected to maybe go to court for something like this. Now, this blows my mind. I think, what then? This restaurant has no rights to be able to run its business. I mean, I would say in the U.S., all you have to do, maybe, and I'm no lawyer, but I would speculate and I would say that in my experience, what happens is there's a sign on the door saying, hey, if you bring your own bottle of wine, we're going to charge a corkage fee of X amount. Mm-hmm. And that's the standard maybe amount, you know? Maybe it varies too in certain circumstances, quality of wine, how you want it poured, how many bottles. But anyways, you get the vibe that there's some kind of notice telling you. But according to Article 26, on-site posters, I imagine that would refer to signs so that the proprietors, I imagine the business, cannot restrict them even with something like that. So I'm sitting here and I'm saying, can people just bring their own food and their own drinks to a restaurant and just sit down and eat it? That doesn't seem fair at the same time.
Yeah, the practice is food is certainly not allowed, but drinks, it's subject to just to debate sometimes. And in reality, if it's a fine dining place in Beijing, I think it's 300 to 500 yuan corkage fee. And the thing is, the law states it very clearly, and I think the law is on the consumer's side.
Let me say this. I think it's, I think for the customers, the consumers should accept the fact that wine and drinks are an important part for the business to make profit, and then just have to accept that there is a reality of corkage fee. And for the restaurant, I think it's important for them to diversify their purchase channels so that they can bring more kinds of wine. And also, they should... there should be a reasonable proportion of corkage fee to be charged. I mean, some people can be consuming a really expensive wine, but that doesn't mean that you have to charge extra money of corkage fee. Upon them, because the service you provide them is merely, use a wine decanter or sometimes just providing service, and that so the proportion of corkage fee should be reasonable. And so that I think both sides should accept the reality and really,
meet in the middle ground, I suppose. Yes, that I can agree. And if there is already a service fee that is being levied on restaurant goers, then maybe a corkage fee is like a double charge. Yeah. I don't think that is very reasonable in that kind of circumstance. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Liu Kun.